Good morning. 7:41 a.m. on Thursday, June the 25th, 2020. Okay, I think I got those numbers right. It's, I started for the door at 7 o'clock. I didn't make it out to a quarter past. But yeah, here I am. I'm walking, I'm moving. Still a lot of people out here this morning. I've run across 5 or 6 so far.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice idea for a walk this morning. There's a couple up ahead of me. So I was digging in Troy Harbor yesterday. Really is. I kept getting lost in it, which is at once. It's pretty good considering that, you know, I get lost in the story that I actually wrote. And pretty bad in that I got lost. I got lost in it. I completely lost track of what the hell it was I was trying to do. So I gotta get it. I have not played game any this morning. I have not done Fallout 4. I checked in with Sifwa. I just noticed since I cleared my Sifwa inbox this morning, somebody has dropped 12 new messages. And various topics in. Since 7 o'clock. So I'm going to have to get back into that again. I'll just go on record as saying Sif was infuriating me at this juncture in time. So it's very difficult for me to look forward to the next 2 years as their CFO with anything except trepidation. And I can't tell you anything else without violating non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality requirements as a board member. But I will say, I'm going to be glad when my involvement with this organization is done. At least now, you know, 2 years from now, I may think differently. 2 years ago, when I was getting ready to take over this job, I had a suspicion it was going to be difficult. The first year was one comedic episode after another. Anyway, I don't want to spoil my walk by thinking about Sifu. What is that smell? I'm close enough to these ladies to smell their sunscreen. That's troubling. They're a good 50 yards away, so I don't think that's it. I Could be dryer sheets. Somebody doing laundry this morning. I'm smelling the dryer exhaust. That could be it. Pleasant morning. I'll give it that. It was already almost 70 degrees when I hit the back door. And without the cloud cover to give even the illusion of shade, the sun is really, really warm this morning. But I'm walking in the shade of the big trees here down in the neighborhood. Some birds off in the distance. Goes a butterfly. There were a lot of grasshoppers flying around earlier. See when they jump up off the ground and the sun catches their wings. It's also Miller, Dusty Miller's, I think they're called. There's a kind of a moth that migrates from the plains to the mountains. And their larvae have killed off most of the habitat in the mountains. Between that and the climate change, which has made it difficult for those trees to flourish. The habitat for the moths in the mountains is greatly reduced. I think back when I moved here 25 years ago, there were great swaths of evergreens that the moths nested in. And those swaths of evergreen are now dead trees, just looking for the next forest fire to take them out. Oh, here comes the sports t-shirt guy. Good morning.
Hi there.
Just noticing his shoes. I wonder how often he goes through shoes. He's wearing just really lightweight teddy runners. No, that's not true. They're some sort of probably cross trainers. They're not. They don't look very solid for somebody who probably walks as much as I do. Wonder if he has to get a new pair every year. Don't remember when I got these, but I do have the receipt. It's tacked up on my bookcase. So I could tell exactly the date that I bought them. Sadly, I can't tell exactly how many miles are on them because I wear them everywhere to do everything. There's probably an episode in the blog, in the podcast, about new boots. And I could find out what day that was, and I could tell you how many miles are on them as a minimum. It's one of those meaningless statistics that tends to occupy my mind totally meaningless idea that just delights my ADHD brain. This woman ahead of me are walking along at just about the same pace. They're still 50 yards ahead. I'm being given the evil eye by a prairie dog here. He's watching me walk by. There are prairie dog pups everywhere. Cute little buggers. Not the size of a baby bunny, but prairie dogs. They don't have the ears and stuff. First mile is always the hardest. Get ready, sit with me. Bunk post. So my goal for the day is to get the last of the auto chapters, the auto crew chapters, broken out. Some of them are going to be pretty long. Some of them are going to be very long, in fact. But this story is really about Otto. And the only part of it that Angela has to deal with is what's with the shaman's, it's not the shaman rule, and how's she going to resolve it? And I have to remember that there's a significant amount of rewrite I have to do to achieve some key points that I currently have Jimmy's name on, and it needs to be Angela's name. And I need to change the name of one of the characters because I have two Violets here. I don't know how I've managed that, because Violet Austin is Jimmy Pirano's ex-wife and the head of agriculture. Allied agriculture. And I have a carpenter named Violet. That was completely brain dead, just looking for a name that wasn't B. Or R. A lot of Rebecca's and Rachel's. To go, really? So I have to find all of those instances of the wrong Violet, the not Violet, or the Violet that needs to be Andrea, something. Now that's dryer sheets. So yeah, my goal, I forgot to go to the grocery store this morning. This is not old people day, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter anyway, because I have to pick up some prescriptions, and old people hour ends at 8, prescription hour starts at 9, so so much of this stuff that we haven't really thought through yet. I just walked out of the shade into full sun, and it's like, boom, smack in the face. And it's only like 70 degrees. It's only like, you know, it's like maybe it's probably 72 by now, maybe 74. Temperature starts climbing really fast once the sun gets in the sky. Without the tempering of large bodies of water that put humidity in the air, and that humidity has the tendency to temper temperature change. So it has to heat up all that water in the air before it can do much with the air. Sort of like boiling eggs. You have to heat up the water before you can heat up the eggs. I guess that's backwards. No parking anytime. Oh, it's 6 p.m., 6:24, okay. That was yesterday. I look at these cars parked beside the road, and I'm going, and they're parked right beside the no parking signs, and I'm like, what the? I thought they were taping down all of the lines, but they aren't. All they do is tape down a few places in it, so that I guess they'll bring a paint crew in to paint, but what they've done is preserved where the marks, where the lines go. That sprinkler is still broken, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. I have to say that the section of lawn looks really good. But spraying? No, not exactly. He said he would do it, but I'm gonna have to do it myself. Yeah, that's the sound it makes. I'm standing right beside it. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.